On the Triton Coaches Show, Becca Goossens is the volleyball coach, and you have had, kind of that string of weekend events, and I think last weekend you were at Jackson County Central when we last spoke leading into that. So how did things turn out on that long road trip, Becca, and then this week of volleyball as well?
Yeah, we were at Jackson last week, like you said. We ended up taking second in the silver division, which was nice for our girls. We had a couple girls gone taking the ACT that day, and so we were able to try some new rotations, and they still did really well, came out with that second place in silver. So really happy with how the day went there. Had some really nice play all around from a lot of our girls. And then this past week, we were away, both on Tuesday and on Thursday last night. We were in Lake City on Tuesday, and we were in Zumbrota last night. We ended up going to 5 with Lake City, really well-fought battle. And then last night, Zumbrota took us in 3, and we honestly struggled really fundamentally. Didn't necessarily play our best. Had a couple girls who were just kind of having off nights, and so looking forward to practicing hard today and picking out a couple different things, especially in terms of serve receive and defending on some off block, off speed hitting to hopefully get us prepped for next week.
That's kind of cool that you have some other players step in over at Jackson County Central with missing a couple of players. Is that a hard adjustment to kind of modify things like that?
In some aspects it can be if we don't necessarily have other people to play certain positions, but we are super lucky in the fact that we have a lot of versatile players, and so they're able to fill into different positions, they're able to fill into different lineups, and they really just take it and go with it, which we haven't necessarily had in the past, and so that's really nice. We had McKenna Frickson step in into the outside, and she put up some really nice hits, really great back row is what she's primarily been playing for us before, but it was great to see her step into that front row hitting position, and she did a nice job there. And then Ella Johnson's been bebopping around between our middle and our right and our outside, and again, she's a great hitter, and so it's nice to be able to say, oh, play left this game, or oh, play right this game, and she takes it and rolls with it, and that's great.
I see next week, it appears there's a road and a home, and maybe even a, looks like a busy week next week again, although you get this Saturday off. What's coming up, Becca?
Yeah, so we are at Hayfield on Tuesday. We honor our parents at home on Thursday against Pine Island. And then new this year, we're really excited. We're doing a mid-afternoon homecoming game on Friday, and that'll be against St. Charles. And so the whole student body is hopefully going to be there. The game starts at 1:30, and I'm really excited since volleyball will take them on in the day, and then our football team will take on St. Charles that night. There's a tailgating event in between, so very excited just for the day and homecoming festivities in general. But like you said, busy week with 3 matches and in the week.
Wow, that's so cool. I'm talking to you, I'm looking at the schedule, and I saw 1:30, and I thought it looked like Friday, and I thought, how's that possible? But that's really neat. So that should be a lot of fun. I wish you well with it.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, so that'd be the Friday matches with St. Charles in that 1:30 time frame. Becca, thanks for the time. Coaches Show on KRFO, Triton Coaches Show, KRFO, and the KRFO app.